greatest hit right there. WRCO-FM in Richland Center on this Valentine's Day 2024. The update at 7 is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and PCB Wealth Management. It's 21 degrees.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or at JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and multi-point inspections, the GM-trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM-certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stop at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Have peace of mind and save money with your vehicle running at its best. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you want. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com.
A U.S. Rear Admiral on board a U.S. ship positioned in the southern Red Sea says the U.S. allied airstrikes on Iranian-backed Houthi operations in Yemen have reduced the capabilities to carry out more attacks, but says the militants are working to change tactics. A major storm in the northeast finally moving out to the Atlantic. That fast-moving system dumped up to a foot of snow or more in some areas of New York and New England and led to nearly 1,200 flight cancellations today. This is ABC News. Just in time for Valentine's Day, some drivers for Uber, Lyft, and DoorDash are expected to go on a day-long strike. And new words and phrases develop in the English language. Dictionaries have to constantly update. TodayDictionary.com added over 300 new words.
Do you know what girl dinner means? It's an attractively presented collection of snacks. How about bussin'? That means great and wonderful. Like, their fries are okay, but their burgers are bussin'. Dictionary.com has updated its database of words as culture evolves. There are 1,700 new entries. 327 of them are totally new words. So to be in the know, you should probably also know range anxiety, shacket, and keto flu. Alex Stone, EBC News.
From the new to the old, cassette tapes making a comeback in Japan. Industry executives say the tapes are becoming more popular, especially among people in their 20s and 30s, possibly signaling a resurgence of compact analog recording media. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Are you saving enough to maintain your current lifestyle throughout your retirement years? Is it time to increase your retirement plan contributions? Could you get more out of your retirement plan if you changed your allocation of funds?
Rob Renish at PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, can help you determine if it would be in your best interest to make these or other changes to your retirement plan. Call him today at 608-588-9946 or simply stop by any local branch to arrange a free, no-obligation personal consultation. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates. Not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed. Not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Nancy. Need the perfect Valentine's Day gift for yourself or someone you love? Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet for the best deals on some beautiful furniture, now through February 17th. New to our store, the Hoover Heavy Duty Firm Mattress is now 30% off, 20-year non-prorated warranty, and the perfect addition to your room. Take an additional 20% off all sheets, covers, pillows, and more. Only at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview Assisted Living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. As seasons in our lives change, so do our final wishes and plans of how we intend to financially support our final wishes. We at the Pratt Funeral Service are here to assist you in reviewing your current life insurance policies and to assist you in protecting your life insurance policies to fulfill your final wishes. If you do not currently have a written or financial plan in place, we will be glad to assist you in setting up a guaranteed financial plan to fulfill your final wishes, whatever they may be.
The Richland Concert Association season continues this Sunday afternoon, February 18th, with the Oakwood Chamber Players at 2 o'clock at the Seventh-day Adventist Church, Crestview Drive, Richland Center. The Oakwood Chamber Players present a panorama of music thanks to an array of talented guest artists chosen for their outstanding musicianship and creativity. The group is composed of six highly talented women, professionals committed to excellence in performance, program selection, and outreach to the community, joined to bring Madison and Wisconsin the finest in classical and new art music for mixed ensemble of strings and winds. They have performed here in the past and were greatly appreciated for their talented and informative program structure. Don't miss the Oakwood Chamber Players this Sunday at 2 at the Seventh-day Adventist Church, 26625 Crestview Drive, Richland Center, hosted by the Richland Concert Association. Today's forecast calls for a high of 44, south to southwest winds around 10 miles per hour. Above normal temperatures again today, a low of 28 tonight, with some rain and snow developing late. Snow amounts ranging from anywhere between an inch and up to 2 to 4 inches in parts of southwest Wisconsin. Thus, a winter weather advisory has been issued for Vernon, Richland, and Sauk counties from midnight until 6 in the morning, and then Thursday's high 34, just 28 Friday, 27 Saturday, Sunday 36, and Monday 42 degrees. In Richland Center, the air is calm after an earlier reading today of 26 and a low of 20. We're at 21 degrees. Middle of the week get-together. Happy Valentine's Day. Here's a little love from Alan Jackson.
First I get cold and hot, think I'm on fire, but I'm not. Oh, what a pain I've got, it must be love. There's nothing I can do, all that I want is you. Look what I'm going through, it must be love. It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love. Something is wrong, all right, I think of you all night. Can't sleep till morning light, it must be love. Seeing you in my dreams, holding you close to me. Oh, what else can it be? It must be love. It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love. It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a
must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love. It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love. Love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love. It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove.
7:11 on a Wednesday morning from WRCO. A little Valentine's love from the Bellamy Brothers.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky, and there's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that love light shines all around us. So let that feeling grab you deep inside and send you reeling.
7:14 on a Wednesday morning from WRCO. A nice sunrise a few minutes ago and a beautiful sun over the landscape for the most part today. Might not be quite as sunny tomorrow. We could have a few announcements tomorrow. You never know. We haven't had any for a while, so we're out of practice. We'll see what old Hank Bray is up to in just a little bit here today. And a special love song today as well. From Milo and Emma on WRCO Radio.
They say we're young and we don't know, and anything we plant it just won't grow.
Well, I don't know if all that's true, but you got me and Emma,
what?
I got you.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
They say our cows will all go dry, our hens won't lay, and all the crops, they'll die.
Well, even if we have a drought, my love for you will never dry off.
Up?
Up, out, yeah. I got you, babe. Yeah, I do, babe.
I have calves in the spring.
I have worms to go fishing.
Oh, Milo, you're my favorite spouse. I love you more than all the cows.
So, Emma, let's walk arm in arm. There ain't no quarter section we can't farm.
Yeah, even if our milk turned blue, you got me and Milo.
What?
I'm stuck with you.
You're stuck with me?
On you.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got you, babe.
We have us, babe. We have each other. I got you to hold my hand.
I got you to till the land.
I got you to milk my cow.
I got you to fix the plow. I got you through all the years.
I can turn the bulls to steers. I got you in the chicken coop.
I got you to scoop the poop.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, you do. Yeah,
yeah,
you
sir.
Betcha.
I got you, babe.
Milo and Emma, let's hear it for them. Good job there. All right. Hank Bray coming up here on WRCO, WRCE, Sunrise from the Center.
Hi, this is Michelle with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Living in Wisconsin, you'll know that winter weather is no laughing matter. You may have put winter tires on your car. You may have pulled out your coats and gloves. But is your furnace prepared for what's to come? Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is here to make sure your equipment is ready for those cold days. Call our office for your annual maintenance on your heating equipment. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, 647-6345.
Winter is the season at Vitesnik Power Sports for snowmobiles and boat shows. Beat the crowds and the admission at our in-house boat show, February 23rd to the 25th. Come see the great deals from brands like Tracker, Sun Tracker, Ranger, Regency, Nitro, Tahoe, Triton, and Sea-Doo. Our clearance models won't last long. Join us at Vitesnik's in-house boat show, February 23rd to the 25th. Vitesnik Power Sports, Richland Center, and Vitesnik.com.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present the Hillsboro Equipment Consignment Auction, Wednesday, February 14th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. This auction includes multiple farm lines and tons of great equipment, including tractors, planters, grain drills, sprayers, grain trucks and trailers, combines and harvest equipment. This is a big auction with tons of quality farm equipment. The Hillsboro Equipment Consignment Auction, Wednesday, February 14th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
If your driveway or parking lot is looking tired and in need of some maintenance, the best choice is Wiscoat of Lone Rock. Wiscoat, local people committed to the local area and committed to the best customer service possible. Using the best products and techniques, Wiscoat will clean, edge, patch, seal cracks, and apply seal coating. Call now for your free estimate and get your job scheduled for next spring. 608-354-7690. 608-354-7690. Visit Wiscoat.com or check Facebook for Wiscoat. Go to Blown Rock.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker. Hey, Hank, have you tried one of Christie's breakfast entrees?
Did you make them?
No, of course not. My role is still very limited. But Christy and her team do offer several very tasty breakfast options, quiche, sandwiches, and breakfast treats, along with great coffee and other beverages to entice your palate. Christy Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to providing heart and stroke care that aligns with the latest research-based treatment guidelines. Studies show patients can recover better when these guidelines are consistently followed. We're proud to be recognized by the American Heart Association for our achievement in the Get with the Guidelines Coronary Artery Disease Quality Program. Another way the Richland Hospital and Clinics is working to improve health care for you and your family.
It's time for the roundup.
Rawhide, cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Hey, Hank.
Good morning, Philip. You're all dressed up in red.
I wore my red today.
Shot by the Cupid.
I did. Absolutely.
Yeah, I wore my red.
Arkansas, Razorback red. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, well, the pig red. How are you doing, buddy?
Better than nothing, I guess.
I got you, babe.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
I love that
beautiful
song.
Yeah.
I got you, babe. Hey. Anyway, Phil, I got you a Valentine's Day.
You
gift.
Did?
I did.
Oh, how nice of you. What is it?
Well, it was your favorites.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Rice Krispie Peeps.
Yes.
Marshmallow Peeps.
Yeah. Peeps are back, young man.
Yeah, I guess it is the season, isn't
it's
it?
It's the season.
Easter is a little bit earlier this year.
Yes, March, what, 28th?
Last of March, yes.
Yep.
So the Peeps are back in season, I guess.
Yes, they are. So And they made them for Valentine's Day today. So
nice.
Mm. So Rice Krispie Treats Peeps. So.
Oh, man. Nothing says love like that. Appreciate it. Did you read it, see whether you could have any?
Oh, I can't have them.
No.
I may have a little head off of one.
Only 110 calories per serving.
How many servings in one?
Well, 270 per container. That's not bad.
Yeah.
Right, right. Let me see here. Total carbs, 10%.
Yep.
And added sugars, 48%. That's for one serving.
Anyway, help yourself, young man.
Yeah, well, we'll see. You know, I have a lot of treats around here today.
You do?
Yes.
You do. Anyway, hey, there's nobody outside the window. No ladies or nothing today.
Not even Oli the cat.
Every other day we have people out here just banging on the windows. Hey, give me a signature. And I can't find anybody today.
Huh.
The most important day of the year.
Wow.
Not. But
Either you need some treatment for that or I do. I'm not seeing them.
You're not seeing them.
No.
Well, you're not seeing them today. They're not here.
No. Well, do you need some advice? Do you need to talk about your love life on Valentine's Day?
Well, no, because it's non-existent.
So we'd have dead air then, in other words.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, basically when I talk anyway.
Huh.
I've got my eye on somebody.
Do you really?
I do. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, she's a little stubborn.
Really?
Yes.
She's stubborn.
She's stubborn. Maybe I am.
Maybe she's getting smart. I don't know. You never
know.
Wow.
Wow.
So that's all you're going to say? You're just going to...
That's all I'm going to say.
You're going to put a little hint out there. You got interest in somebody.
Well, I don't even know if... but I don't think she knows I exist.
Oh. Huh.
She's actually my girlfriend. She doesn't know it, but I watch her every night through the windows and stuff.
Okay. You know, there are laws against things like that. Well, you're not supposed to be peeking in windows.
Well, someone said you were peeking Tom. I said, no, I'm not.
You're not?
No.
Peeking Henry?
Yeah, peeking Hank.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's no peeping Hank laws.
Well, I don't know about that.
Are they?
I don't know. You're incriminating yourself here.
Well, that's all right.
You better shed a little more light on it, or people are going to wonder even more about you.
No, I'm just kidding. It's one of those things. You know what, Phil, during basketball, what time do I have?
I don't know. Not much.
Not much. Just like you, always running.
Well, I'm usually buy her something at the concession stand.
Yeah.
But we don't have a game tonight, see? So
now,
maybe.
You know what?
Take
Happy Valentine's
peeps.
Day, June.
Yeah, right.
There you go.
Exactly. I don't think so, because she'll scan that with her phone app. She'll scan the barcode, and it will say there are at least 5 or 6 harmful things in here.
Oh, yeah, besides the plastic that it's wrapped in.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, well, but I did get her a card. I left her
a card. Did you really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Did she say anything?
Well, she was sleeping when I left it. So
did you at least sign it?
Yeah, I did. I signed it. Yeah.
See, it's always nice to save the one from last year. Just re-sign your name and put your date.
No, that isn't very nice. No,
it saves money, though.
Well, yeah, I know, but I got her a card. It's the least
maybe
I can
that's
do.
Why I'm divorced.
For all she does for me, you know. So there you go. Somebody asked, "Well, is she going to get you a card?" I said, "No." And they said, "Well, when's the last time she did?" I said, "1986. I think that was before we were married."
What did it say?
I don't know. Probably.
Do you still have it?
No, probably not. No, but
how is the demanning of your cave coming?
You know, it's pretty slow right now.
Is it?
We haven't had a lot of time. And if I don't laugh, man. If I clean out the record cases, then I'm not going to have a place to lean back against.
Yeah, but I'm just trying to help June out here. Just trying to put some pressure on the old man.
Yeah, I just need enough for the crib. So I'm going to get the measurements of the crib so I can just put it in the middle record club.
I mean, and then once the crib's there, you just throw the baby in there because you can't get around it?
Right.
Rocking my baby tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
Rocking my baby tonight.
So. Yeah, Lane had his first visit over the weekend.
He was telling us about
little,
that.
Little grandbaby that was born right before Christmas.
He's bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
He is doing well. Good. Yeah, absolutely. Good. But he didn't sleep in the man cave yet. So.
Oh, he hasn't?
No, it's for the new grandson that'll be here in April.
Huh.
See, so I've got a little time yet.
You don't have much, Phil.
Not much.
Because you have like 3 weeks between seasons.
Right.
I figured that out. I actually have 18 days before my first baseball softball.
Well, they're on the schedule.
But according to the schedule, my last game is March 2nd.
Uh-huh.
So I have 16 days. And then my first softball game is 19th, I think. So 17 days.
What are the odds makers saying that you'll play that first softball game?
You know what? The way this winter's been, we probably won't get a game in until June.
I know. Because you can play now.
You can play now.
Yeah, and there have been many days where I've been out there and it's been less than 40 or whatever it was yesterday. Yeah, 40 was the high yesterday.
You know, yesterday was a good day to play ball.
Sure. Yeah, sun was out. There you go.
I mean, I don't know if there's much frost left in the ground or the way it sounds like there's not.
I doubt it. Yeah. That's why we get some snow tonight. It'll be kind of a mess, I would think.
Yeah, I think it's going to be nasty. But any moisture right now is a good thing.
Sure, yeah. So, not denying
but that. I'm not worried about it. I'm in Grant County, so.
Why is that?
The warning's not in Grant County, is it?
No, it's not.
So
you'll probably get some.
Well, it shouldn't if it's not in Grant County. I mean, that winter storm should know the county lines.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I mean,
right.
I'm not worried.
No, well, that's good.
No, but we do need some moisture everywhere, so.
Certainly beneficial when we had that 23 inches. Yes. It kind of seemed to go right down into the ground.
Are you making any plans with Junie tonight?
Well, we'll see. Yeah, maybe.
You taking her out to eat?
We may. Yeah, exactly.
Where are you headed?
Well, we'll have to see. May go through drive-thru a couple times, get her an apple pie.
Why does she keep you around?
I don't know.
Why does she keep you around?
I don't think the McRib is in season
yet. Oh, my goodness. I'd like to see my ribs. I got a McRib in there somewhere.
Well, you're getting closer.
Getting closer.
Mm-hmm.
But so you don't know where you're going to take her to eat yet?
No, not yet. But we'll probably go get something since, like I say, there's no game or anything like that. So.
Well, yeah, and she's going to go, thanks for fitting me in, Phil.
Right.
So if it was a game, if it was Thursday or Tuesday, would you do a game or would you take your honey out to eat?
Most likely probably would do a game. I don't know. We'll see. A lot of times we will celebrate on another day, so probably would go out on the weekend or something.
Somewhere. Like Saturday night?
Yeah, maybe. Or Sunday?
Sunday more likely. June, I'm trying. I'm trying.
I know. You're getting me in trouble here.
Well, so yesterday she called.
Yeah, I know.
And you had the pleasure of me answering, which I enjoyed that.
That wasn't good.
And I said she wanted to talk to a real man, and I had a feeling that she said, I wouldn't be calling this place if I was.
Oh, well.
Well.
What do you do?
What do you do?
Ain't
what
much,
do you
do? But I'm all she's got.
This weekend, you and I and the Dells.
We're headed to the Dells.
I'm bringing my bathing suit.
Really?
Yeah, just in case we stop at a...
water park?
Yep.
Okay.
Actually, I'm bringing my Speedo, so...
Oh, boy. I think there's a sign somewhere that says no Speedo allowed for...
Really?
50-some-year guy. 50-year-old.
It's 300 pounds over. Hey, look at me.
Yep.
Hey, put a Speedo on. It is.
What do you do?
We can't see it.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
But anyway, so have you seen the beekeeper?
The Beekeeper?
Yeah, the movie.
No.
I think it's in Basketball.
Is that new? I don't know that I've heard of it.
I think I'm going to go see it.
Really?
I need to ask Tony Johnson if he's ever going to get that here.
Okay.
So they say it's a really good movie.
The Beekeeper. The Beekeeper. Yeah, I'll have to look that up.
You're kind of like here, like the Beekeeper here.
Sure. So are you you going to go by yourself then? Or are you going to get a date?
Well, Clementine said no.
Well, Clementine isn't allowed the theater unless maybe she's your comfort animal.
Can you ever me having a comfort animal?
Yeah.
She's more, I'm her comfort animal.
Oh, okay.
And she wouldn't stay still.
She wouldn't stay still in the theater?
Yeah, oh. She loves popcorn too.
Oh, sure. She'd be begging.
Yep. She loves popcorn.
Huh. Okay.
So.
Well, keep us posted. Sounds like a hot night today.
I don't Basketball. Know. I could just be doing laundry and going to bed early too.
Mm-hmm.
Probably a good chance of that.
Get your things done and.
Yeah.
Hit the hay.
So I know the Beekeeper was there this last Saturday, but we were busy on the air.
Yeah. Okay.
Fenimore did well last night.
Yeah, wrestling.
Prairie did well.
Prairie's moving on.
So
as teams. And, yeah, we'll have the individuals. We'll find out who's going to state this weekend.
You and I won't make it probably, will we?
I doubt it. We're on the JV team. Bill and David are on the varsity. And we have to wrestle off. See, so
they'll probably make it to state.
I would think so. Yeah,
unreal. It's so unfair. Well, I got him another bucket of cheese balls as well. So did you notice that?
Yeah, I saw there's another bucket of cheese balls, and then Bill actually brought in some cheese balls too, and they dumped them in the barrel.
Yeah, I dumped them in the barrel the other day. So now we have two full barrels of cheese balls.
Yeah,
and another one on the way. I ordered another one.
Just what we need.
Yeah. So it's. I mean, they got to if they're going to go to Madison, I'm sure they're staying the night. We got to just give them a whole bucket full.
Yeah, we probably better.
I mean, that would be, hey, say, guys, this is your allowance for lunch, for your meals.
To get them through. Yeah, exactly. This is your meal allowance.
Buddy. Thank you. Hey, very much. Hey, have a great day. Shop local and be kind.
That's Hank Bray.
Parents, are you looking for a childcare and preschool that will help your child's development in a safe and warm environment? Bethlehem Lutheran Academy offers a 2-, 3-, and 4-year-old kindergarten program that teaches the building blocks of literacy, play-based learning, and a school readiness program from an award-winning teacher with over 15 years' experience. To enroll or schedule a tour, contact us today at 608-495-4905 or find out more information at BethlehemLutheranAcademy.com. Bethlehem Lutheran Academy, where quality education and a parent's peace of mind are only minutes away.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels, custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors? From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
Dunkin' is thrilled to bring back the Pink Velvet Macchiato. This visually striking layered drink captures hearts with its bold espresso, red velvet cake flavor, and notes of cream cheese frosting. Available hot or iced and here to stay through late February. But that's not the only star making a comeback. The Pancake Wrap-Up returns, featuring a fluffy pancake wrapped around bacon or sausage, egg and melted cheese paired with a side of maple syrup for dipping. Hurry to yours now in Richland Center, which runs on Dunkin'.
Don't miss the annual Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring in your deer head to be entered for a chance to win a gun. Enjoy interesting vendors, bucket and gun raffles, a trail camera photo contest. Sheds are welcome but will not be scored. Come enjoy food and beverages. Admission is just $5, kids 12 and under free. Pre-register Friday night, February 23rd from 5 until 9 or Saturday from 9 until noon. For more information, phone 475-4963. The Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th at the Richland Center Community Center.
Coming up, a look at birthdays and anniversaries for today here on WRCO Radio. We're at 22, headed toward 44. We're going to double up the temperature today, and then the snowfall tonight, beginning late, maybe around midnight or so, rain and snow turning over to all snow.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14, next to the Ring Brothers.
This day in history, 1972, Grease opened off Broadway. Original cast members included Barry Bostwick and Adrian Barbeau. Also in 1980, CBS announced that Dan Rather would succeed Walter Cronkite as anchorman and managing editor on the CBS Evening News the following year. Celebrity birthdays today include TV personality Pat O'Brien, who is 76, and magician Teller of Penn & Teller turns 76 as well. Some notes on today. Birthday and anniversary salutes coming up here on the local and area scene, courtesy of The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday, Shirley Gotland from the Unified United Methodist Church in Richland Center. Also, greetings today to Troy Clary from Uncle Tommy and Aunt Nancy Clary. Happy wishes going out from Richland Center Primary School to Zachary Huth, who has a birthday today. To Kim Stage from Sarah and all the kids. To Darla Wentz from friends at Town & Country Presbyterian Church. Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club saluting Troy Clary, Miranda Cosgrove, and Robert Schutz. 48th birthday wishes to John Paul from the Mike Paul family, from Christina, from Jennifer Paul, and Jeff Alvin, and Kimberly Adams and family as well. Have a great day today to John Paul. To Sue Elder, very happy 70th. You're not getting older, you're just getting better. Remember that from Gail and the family. From the RC Lions today, happy birthday to Zachary Huth, Landon Bob, Shane Szynski, Troy Clary, and Darla Wentz. Happy anniversary to Ryan and Saressa Nimix as well. Happy birthday from the Bloom City Town Crier to Miranda Cosgrove and Dave Frank. Happy anniversary, Marty and Terry Richards. Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions today with wishes for Landon Bob, Sue Elder, Doug Cradwell, and Jarrett Stanick. Happy anniversary, Justin and Lexi Jones. Happy anniversary to Jeff and Angie Falk from Beulah Wesleyan Church. To Damon and Lori Bradley, love from your family. Happy anniversary, it says, to my wife, Judy Degner, with love from Willie. Happy anniversary today. Also, greetings to Jeff. Happy anniversary from Angie. Happy wishes today, number 10, to Alexia and Justin Jones. Love from Mom. And happy 48th anniversary to Dennis Laswell from your wife, Tina.
Need help finding a great Valentine's Day gift? This is Angie, here to remind you that at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, we strive to make it as easy as possible. We have jewelry at every price point, and we're eager to make your Valentine's Day one to remember. From diamond stud earrings and stunning fashion jewelry to all different kinds of love-inspired designs, all waiting for you to pick out today. Even better, from now until the 14th, spin the wheel and get a percentage off your purchase. Ladies, don't forget to stop in at J.J. Walsh Jewelers and put together a wish list while we clean and check your jewelry for free. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
As long as you're using convenience services, why not be rewarded for it? That's what an awards checking at WCCU Credit Union is all about. No gimmicks, no minimum balance requirements, no monthly fees. Just a straightforward checking account that now earns 3% APY on balances up to $20,000. That's right, with direct deposit, 15 debit card transactions per month, and e-statements, you too can earn 3% with the WCCU Awards checking account. For more details, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. Rate based on annual percentage yield and subject to change monthly. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
If you're looking for quality fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, you need to head to the Richland Cattle Center this morning at 11:30. Today's auction includes 12 head of milking cows picked up from a retiring Greene County dairyman. 40 years of AI breeding, stall barn milk, and let outside daily. Plus, the weekly run of fresh cows and two-year-olds, milking and breadback cows, springing cows and first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull, baby heifer and bull calves. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca this morning at 11:30.
Take your Valentine to the sale today. It's 22. We're up 2 from the overnight low here at WRCO Studios. Lots of special anniversaries today, so we salute our couples with a song.
I love you because you understand it. Every single thing I try to do. There to lend the helping hand, dear. I love you most of all because you're you. No matter what the world may say about me, I know your love will always see. For the way you never doubt me, but most of all I love you 'cause you're you. I love you because my heart is lighter. I love you because the future's brighter. The door to happiness you open wide. No matter what the world may say about me,
on Valentine's Day, and I love you because. Joanne has the news coming up next. This is Phil Nee. I hope you have a great day. Thank you, and be safe out there today.
Treat your special someone to a romantic evening at the Woods Bar and Grill in Lone Rock today as they celebrate Valentine's Day starting at 4 p.m. Indulge in their exquisite menu featuring chimichurri steak, lobster and shrimp pasta, and blackened ahi tuna. Don't forget to save room for their decadent raspberry swirl cheesecake. All dinners include access to their super salad bar. For more information, visit their Facebook page or call 583-2625. Treat your special someone to a memorable dining experience at the Woods Bar and Grill.
Looking for the perfect love seat and sofa set? Well, A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet has you covered. For those that love the cool look of leather, but the long, warm feel for fabric, the Stoneland Reclining Sofa and Reclining Love Seat set delivers both with ease. Its high-performance padded faux leather is remarkably durable and easy to clean. Just the thing for family spaces. Not to mention fashion-forward flair. Shop the Valentine's Day sale now through February 17th, only at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It's 22 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. A winter weather advisory is in effect for Vernon, Richland, and Sauk counties from midnight tonight through 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. A mix of sun and clouds today through midday, then clouding over. Well above normal temperatures with highs in the mid-40s. Tonight, rain and snow developing by late evening, becoming all snow overnight. Snow amounts ranging from around an inch in southern areas to 2 to 4 inches in the north, and a low of 28. Currently in Richland Center, the air is calm and it's 22 degrees. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Jones Chevrolet Buick, and Walsh's Ace Hardware.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes, and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Elected officials in Richland County could see an increase in their salary. Salaries were approved for the next term of the elected county clerk, county treasurer, and register of deeds in Richland County by the Finance and Personnel Committee. By state statute, salaries must be determined before the first date nomination papers may be filed for candidacy. The committee approved the salary scale for the 2025 to 2028 term to go from $67,883 in 2024 to a 25% increase by 2028. The salaries will be increased in increments of 13% in 2025 to $76,707, 5% in 2026 to $80,543, 4% in 2027 to $83,764, and 3% in 2028 to $86,277. It was noted that the county clerk's salary was reduced from $83,326 to $67,882, a reduction of $15,443 due to a resolution adopted in April 2021 as the finance officer duties were removed and only statutory duties remained. It was also noted that the Register of Deeds staff will work 40 hours per week instead of 35, effective in January 2025. These salaries are comparable to other markets. In other action, the committee approved the spending of up to $160,000 for the purchase of 2 squad cars and equipment for them for the Sheriff's Department. The cost to equip the additional cameras and radio equipment into the courthouse, which requires additional wiring and cabling within the courthouse from Strang Heating and Electric, not to exceed $10,672. This cost was budgeted within the cost of the radio tower project. And for the Richland County Ambulance Service to apply for and accept a grant of federal funds administered by the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Funds would be used to upgrade the communication system. If awarded, it would fund 95% of the project, with the ambulance service matching 5%. These resolutions will now go to the full Richland County Board for approval. Wisconsin's GOP-controlled Senate passed legislative maps that were proposed by Democratic Governor Tony Evers, a move that could ultimately prevent the liberal-controlled state Supreme Court from implementing maps, even worse for Republicans. Evers said last week that he would sign the bill into law should the Republican-controlled legislature pass it. The measure passed by the Senate now heads to the Assembly, which was expected to pass it later on Tuesday. Once approved there, it would go to Evers. Democratic senators tried to delay the vote, saying the measure should be subject to a public hearing first. The state legislature has passed a bill requiring the University of Wisconsin-Madison to admit all high school students who finish in the top 5% of their class. Other UW campuses would have to admit those in the top 10% under the bill passed. It was part of a deal reached between the legislature and university that also limits diversity positions at the system's 24 campuses in exchange for money to cover staff raises and construction projects. A legislative committee gave final approval for the pay raises in December, and now a series of bills are working their way through the legislature enacting other parts of the deal. The bill now heads to Governor Tony Evers. The Wisconsin State Assembly has approved a bill eliminating work permit requirements for more teenagers. Former Republican Governor Scott Walker signed a bill in 2017 that eliminated work permit requirements for 16 and 17-year-olds. The bill the Assembly approved Tuesday eliminates permit requirements for 14 and 15-year-olds. It doesn't change any state laws limiting hours minors can work. Supporters say the bill would help businesses hire much-needed workers faster. The Senate passed the measure in October. Democratic Governor Tony Evers will likely veto the proposal, however. He nixed a bill in 2022 that would have allowed 14 and 15-year-olds to work longer summer hours. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson says it makes no sense to send more money to Ukraine. Johnson was a no vote early Tuesday as the Senate passed a $95 billion aid package for Ukraine and Israel. The Wisconsin Republican says Vladimir Putin can't lose in Ukraine.
The only way this war ends is in a settlement. And every day that the war goes on, more Ukrainians, more Russian conscripts die. More civilians die, more of Ukraine gets destroyed, they'll have to be built. So again, sending $60 billion as added fuel to the flames of a bloody stalemate makes no sense whatsoever.
Johnson urges rejection of the package in the House, where Speaker Mike Johnson has already said it won't get a vote. A health alert for students who attended a Madison high school. The Madison School District is warning parents and students who attended Vell Phillips Memorial High School last spring that a former student had an active case of tuberculosis. The disease is highly contagious, and even though it has been several months since the student was in the building, Public Health Madison-Dane County will help parents with safety plans. Contract tracing is complete, and anyone who might have had exposure has been notified. Earlier this month, a UW-Madison student tested positive for tuberculosis, prompting campus health officials to notify more than 700 people who may have been exposed to the student. Treat your Valentine and support the Richland County Fairgrounds Improvement Committee at the same time. The annual Sweetheart Steak Dinner, sponsored by the Richland County Fairgrounds Committee, will be held today from 5 until 8 or sold out at the Nazarene Outreach Center. The meal, priced at $15, includes an 8-ounce steak, baked potato, salad, bread, cheese and relishes, milk and coffee, and dessert. Carryouts will also be available. Funds raised will help improve the facilities at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Please note the change in location. The Richland County Fairgrounds Improvement Committee Sweetheart Steak Supper will be served at the Nazarene Outreach Center this evening. The American Red Cross continues to experience an emergency blood shortage. Blood and platelet donors are urged to give now to help ensure life-saving medical procedures are not delayed. Two blood drives will be held this Friday. One will be held from 11 to 5 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Baraboo. Another will be held from noon to 5 at St. Anthony and Philip Parish Center in Highland. Individuals are urged to make an appointment now to give blood or platelets. Appointments can be made by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced that the 2024 Keep Wildlife Wild poster contest is now open. Students in 4th, 5th, and 6th grades enrolled in public, private, parochial, or home schools in Wisconsin are eligible to participate. The Keep Wildlife Wild program began in 2014 to spread the word about our shared role in keeping all wildlife healthy in its natural habitat. The contest's goal is to create a poster that teaches the importance of enjoying and observing wildlife in the wild and not keeping wildlife in homes or as pets. The Keep Wildlife Wild poster contest is a fun way for children to help spread the important message to keep wildlife wild. The DNR encourages students to learn how they can help keep wild animals in Wisconsin safe and healthy by visiting the Keep Wildlife Wild webpage. The poster entry must contain the words Keep Wildlife Wild 2024 and follow the theme of safe in their home. All posters must consist of original artwork of Wisconsin native wildlife. Posters must fit an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper and be submitted individually. No team creations. To see the complete list of rules and requirements, visit the DNR's Keep Wildlife Wild 2024 poster design contest webpage. All submissions must be received electronically via email or by mail and must include the student's entry form and artwork by 5 o'clock this Friday evening. Submit entries to Wisconsin Keep Wildlife Wild Poster Design Contest, Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, Attention Taylor Sisson, P.O. Box 100, Friendship, Wisconsin 53934, or email keepwildlifewild@wisconsin.gov. Judging will take place. Those who submitted designs will be notified by email of winners in March. Public Health Sauk County and SSM Health are excited to announce a potentially life-saving tool in the Baraboo community, a free public health vending machine. Public Health Sauk County purchased the vending machine and supplies with funding from a Wisconsin Department of Health Services grant. It is located in the front entrance of the SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo Emergency Room. One of the free items in the vending machine is Narcan nasal spray. This over-the-counter medication can reverse an opioid overdose and save a life. Datura medication disposal kits are also available in the vending machine. A person can use these pouches to get rid of unwanted or leftover medication at home. Properly disposing of medication makes communities safer and the water supply cleaner. The third item in the vending machine is a resource bag. This bag has a list of mental health care, substance use treatment, and recovery resources in Sauk County. The free supplies are available to all community members and visitors every day, 24/7.
Town and Country Television, An Appliance, is your source for world-famous Speed Queen Laundry products.